This is St. Louis Public Radio. Only 16% of all students in Missouri are African American. But last year, 40% of suspensions went to black students in the state. In partnership with the Nine Network, St. Louis Public Radio is hosting a town hall tonight to talk about that racial disparity in student suspensions. As part of the program, St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd spoke with Missouri's Commissioner of Education, Margie Van Deven. He starts by asking Van Deven about the persistent discipline gap between white and black students.
I think it's very concerning, but I think the issue is deeper than just the discipline rates. I think what we need to look at is what's happening in some of those communities, some of the schools, how are our teachers being trained to go into those classrooms. And one of the areas that we're seeing a real focus on is how do we de-escalate situations.
You brought up the Ferguson report earlier. Mm-hmm. One of the recommendations in that report is, as you know, is to get rid of out-of-school suspensions for pre-K through third grade students. Is that something the state needs to take a look at? I know that the department can't itself put out that mandate, but is that something that the department needs to go talk to the folks, just across the street in the Capitol about putting together something legislatively?
Yeah, I think our first step is to talk with educating our local boards and what that looks like and how that works. I think, again, the research is becoming more and more clear. Really, a lot of times when they're acting out, it's due to toxic stress. There's a fine balance because you want to make sure that the classroom is a safe environment for all the other kids who are there. And I think you're seeing many, many school districts who are moving towards an intervention. Again, the PBIS program that I was talking about earlier, that when you get to that top tier, really focuses on individual support and intervention.
But should out-of-school suspensions be given to students under third grade and under?
No, I personally do not believe that they should be given out-of-school suspensions unless, I mean, there are some safe school violations that are required by law. But if we're really looking at the benefit of the individual child, our children are much better served if it's that extreme that they go into some kind of an intervention and not simply just put out on the street.
And we know that there's wide levels of discretion within individual districts' discipline policies, let alone how those discipline policies play out at a building level.
Right.
Do there need to be stronger standards for what constitutes certain kind of violations and what the consequences for those violations are in the state of Missouri?
Well, I think that's, I think again, we're seeing more and more knowledge about how zero tolerance policies work in some cultures and climates, not so well in others. And so, I think that's something that the individual boards have looked at that said, zero tolerance policy is not effective for our school district, and they've tried to think and seek out other interventions. Are we there yet? We are not. But again, I still have some confidence in our local school boards that they're going to continue to make really good decisions for their kids once they're aware of the issue. Awareness of the issue is half of the battle. And I think for so long, many in our state have said there's really not an issue.
Should we be paying closer attention to this idea of implicit bias, that perhaps people have the best of intentions, but subconsciously they're carrying around biases that could result in one group of students, in this case African-American students, being treated differently than white students?
Yeah, I think we absolutely need to be paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most people would believe that they do get up every day without that level of bias. It's really making sure that we hold the same level of expectations for all of our kids.